I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
It's just you.
You know, it's real hard for me to ask you this, Deanna.
Okay.
Seeing as that we're both married. But will you be my Valentine?
I absolutely will be.
Move over, Wing.
Move over, Addie and Baby on the way. Baby en route.
Oh, boy.
So we're just the two of us just chit-chatting.
We're going to find out how the youths are feeling about Valentine's Day. I mean, when you were growing up, Deanna, it was kind of like, did you have the thing in the school where everybody would send each other things?
Oh, I hated it.
Right.
I hated it so much.
I mean, it feels like it's always been kind of a holiday that brings up a lot of perhaps feelings.
I know.
And just, I'm wondering with the youths, do they care?
You just brought me straight back.
No.
Like those little Valentines that we give out in elementary school, I wonder if they still do that.
We'll find out.
You know, like, I don't know if, like, elementary school kids are still bringing in, like, those little Valentine's Day cards.
I'm going to guess that they are.
You think so?
Well, maybe we'll send out a tweet and get those answers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, look, I don't know. Wait, for me, when that time would come around, I felt like all I was getting were the standard Valentines, not anyone, like, I felt like even in third grade, like, I wasn't getting one special, and I feel like Heidi Fessler was getting special ones from guys.
Heidi.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I could see that, like, Jeremy Slade was giving her, like, a special.
Already in third grade.
Yeah. Or fourth or whatever. No, third. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know those things.
You just kind of know it, and I felt like I'm just getting standard issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it was one of those things that, like, you knew you were either in or you were out.
Did you get any sweet Valentines?
Well, in middle school, I remember that, like, we would all send each other carnations.
Oh, yeah.
From the school. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was, like, if someone didn't send you a carnation, but they sent all of your friends ones, that was harsh. That was, like probably how people, do Instagram.
It's like a super big slam.
Yeah.
Those carnations are bringing me back. I did not think about that. I don't even remember what I did with carnations, but we were buying them?
We were buying them and sending them to our friends. What a racket.
What a racket. And you know what? It's such a bullshit holiday, and I'm getting angry at it right now. Have you ever enjoyed Valentine's Day?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Tell me when.
Now that I say it, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, I love any excuse to go on a date, ever.
I like going to dinner. No problem.
Dinner.
You know,
I'll
like,
take a dinner
I'll take
any
a dinner
day.
any given Sunday.
Oh, I love it.
But it's still, Valentine's Day still is a disappointment to me.
Interesting, because like New Year's, there's all the buildup.
You know what it is? I think I'm just realizing that I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Is it because of Heidi Fessler?
It's mostly because most things that I don't like are because of Heidi Fessler.
Okay, that's fair.
But you know what it is? It's like, what is it supposed to be? Mm-hmm. What is it? You know?
Well,
do you always exchange gifts on Valentine's Day? You do not give Addie a gift and he does not give you one.
I mean, I'll always take one.
But are they coming to you?
No, Addie, but you know this about my husband, right? He does not buy me, nary did I get a birthday or a holiday present.
Stop it.
So I am used to giving him presents and receiving nothing in return. Valentine's Day, he doesn't get one.
Yeah, that's bold on his part.
Yeah,
I mean, I have seen a couple cute rings and bracelets, beautiful things that you've gotten from him.
Sometimes, you know, he pulls out some stops, but, you know, it's not
consistent.
No.
Not consistent. Consistency is not key.
No. And then when I'm, like, saddened by the fact that there is no present, there's a lot of surprise there, which you would think would be different.
Stop it. And he's like, oh.
He'll just kind of like, and then kind of smile and be like, I'm the worst. And I'm like, really? That's the path we're going with? Just like acceptance. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm dying. See, like, when he sent me, we've had a couple of, and this is maybe also part of it. We've had a couple of Valentine's Day where he's been at the sea.
Right.
By the way, I told someone recently, they were like, what does your husband do? And I said, he's a merchant marine. Like, what does that mean? Blah, blah, blah. Tell them what it means.
He works on a boat.
He works on a boat. He's basically a sailor, yeah. You know, and he's here 1 month and he's not here the next. And she goes, she said to me, is your husband from the past?
And it's true.
And it is true. I'm living the life of women from the past,
yes,
whose husbands were at sea.
Yes.
That is the life I'm living. Like, yes. The little boat emoji on the water is like what I do when people are like, where's Wang? I'll just like send that out. Like, that's the modern day life.
Meanwhile, you're home like crocheting.
Yeah, I'm knitting up things. But he's like, so a couple of, you know, Valentine's days, he's sent me things via the World Wide Web. So, you know, flowers.
Amazing.
No, but you're right. It is amazing. He did send me flowers, and he did, one time he sent me one of those, like, things that had...
Please tell me it's an edible arrangement.
It's not, but it's, like, adjacent to that. It's, like, love something it. That's Valentine's-y with, like, Valentine's Day toilet paper and, like, a little this and that.
Adorable.
See, you're into it. Like,
I would take that in a heartbeat.
I'm like, I reject it.
That's fine. I mean, I get why.
It's, you know what? It's, like, I don't need that type of thing.
Right.
Now, the flowers, I will say, were beautiful. So I'm not mad at that. But I guess all of it, I guess the truth of the matter is none of it feels right. And probably because Valentine's Day is weird.
It is. It's a constructed holiday, for sure. It's like, there is something inherently in there that will make you feel bad because it's supposed to be some like
something.
Outpouring of emotion of love for
right.
your partner. And if you don't get some sort of outpouring,
yeah.
you're made to feel bad.
Right.
But I will say the general concept
yeah.
I think is really nice. Like, I like any excuse to be like, I want to tell you that I really love you. You know, like, I think it's just lovely.
That's true. I wonder what the youths are feeling about Valentine's Day.
I don't think they give a fuck.
You don't think they're even, like, dropped into it. It's like a landline to them, basically. They're like, we see it, but we don't use it, and we don't fuck with it.
We're not going to touch that.
We're not going to touch that shit with a 10-foot pole.
Probably not.
It also feels like a holiday. I'm really, really digging into my anger. Set up to make women feel bad.
I think it was probably set up to make women feel good.
Okay.
And it has backfired because we crazy. I think that's the truth.
Because I don't think there's a man out there who's like, I don't have a Valentine. You know?
Is his name Seymour? Who is this character? I love him.
I don't know, but he's like, you know what? I'm looking around and all my friends have Valentines and I don't have a Valentine. What am I going to do tonight? I guess I'll just Netflix and chill with myself.
No, I don't think any dude
is doing that. Maybe it's like a slight and they're moving forward. You know, they may get a tiny like, that'd be nice moving forward.
They're going to get on Bumble and start swiping or the other ones.
I would love statistics on what February 14th and dating apps, like what kind of action.
Those I bet it's high.
I bet it's high.
I bet there's a spike.
I bet there's a big spike. Because you're like, look, if there is no one special in my life, I'm going to go to Bone Town. Or I'm going to try to make love happen because I deserve it. I don't want to fucking feel like this again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it inspires great hope in people who are single, maybe.
I really like our different takes.
Well, we have a couple people who we're going to talk to today.
Ugh. Thank God.
One is our lovely Dahlia Karnofsky.
She's been with us.
She was on the
Chana Rachel Schusterman. Connor Hall Schusterman.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Every time. Every time.
Now, I mean.
Slay me. You slay me.
Look, you know what, you guys? You spoke up and we heard you loud and clear. That was an episode that did very well. And
you guys loved it.
Have learned a lot from Hannah.
She's amazing. And Dahlia's going to tell us where she's at post that call with her.
Right, because Dahlia's thing was that she gets herself into like 2-year relationships and then can't get herself out of them.
That's right.
And
but knows that maybe it's not going anywhere.
Right. In addition, she was also like not in she hasn't been in a 2-year relationship since she broke up with a guy like earlier last year.
Yeah.
But she's been dating. I've never in my years have I met a woman who dates as much as this woman dates. She is hitting the pavement. But that was around the time of Hannah. So I don't know what she's been up to since.
Okay. So we'll see if she's dialed it back.
I would like to see that.
If she's dialed it forward, we're all in trouble because that sounds intense.
Yeah. And that's episode 114 if you'd like to go back and take yourself a listen.
And we're also going to be hearing from Emu Zoo, who you guys may recall, she's a very early on episode, but she's part of the Clitty crew. And she let me know that this was maybe the first Valentine's Day that she's not spending alone. So
I'm excited.
I'd like to hear about that too.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I love her and her Clitty crew. She brought us Plur.
Oh yes, she did.
Never forget. Peace, levity. Peace, love, unity, and respect.
That's right.
Clitty Crew was a revelation.
Yes.
And I wonder what her episode, I will find out what her episode was and have you guys retake a listen. We've had her on a couple times, actually. But I'm excited to hear that. That's thrilling. Okay, so maybe I'll have Dahlia give us a ring and we will find out what she's up to with love.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Oh, it's Emily and Deanna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You're on the air.
You're the 75th caller for OMFG.
So, Dahlia, we are talking about Valentine's Day, which is, I'm assuming...
Yes, I've heard of it.
Your favorite day of the year?
How do you feel about it in general? Just like when someone says Valentine's Day to you, are you yay or nay?
It depends. If I'm in a relationship, I'm nay. If I'm not in a relationship, I'm yay.
What? Go on. What does that mean?
I just think because it's this added pressure when you're in a relationship and it's like so you try and be like, I don't care. It's just a Hallmark holiday. Like, we don't need to do anything. Don't get me anything. I don't care. But then if they don't get you something, watch out. And if it's not amazing, watch out. Whereas if you're not in a relationship, you're like, I don't care about this day. I'm going to a movie with my girlfriends and I'm going to eat whatever I want. And it's more fun because there's no pressure.
I like that.
That sums it up pretty nicely. And I think that's what you and I were both saying, Deanna, that I think in its spirit, the holiday is lovely, but that we kind of all ruin it for ourselves.
Like, we're going to go through it one way or another.
Yeah, I just think everyone ruins it. And the only people who don't are, like, single ladies and their friends.
Well, I like that. And, you know, that's something I've been thinking about a lot lately is that these modern times we're living in, it's in ways, I feel like there's a better support system for single girls. Like, even just, like, the memes you can throw out or the, like, Instagram posts where you can kind of laugh at the fact that you're single and or have fun with it. And I feel like that I didn't really have that in my 20s. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think it's something that's kind of, like, fun. And yeah, you can have fun and you can go out and, like, kind of celebrate where you're at in life instead of having it be, like, a bummer.
Totally. I think there's a big also, like, movement towards female empowerment and, like, you know, having a job and a career before you worry about, quote, settling down. I also think there's a big emphasis on wine these days, which is great.
Wine.
And we're all just like, I'm just going to go out for wine with my girlfriend. My life is better. And it is. Yeah. And like, we also all are kind of embracing what messes we are and how much we drink wine and eat things we shouldn't.
I want a glass of wine so badly right now.
I know.
So badly. I can't even begin to explain how badly I want a glass of wine after you've said wine five times. Like, I'm like, I need a rosé in my face right now.
So you were on the episode with Hannah Rachel Schusterman.
That's beautiful.
And
great.
It felt like you got a lot of good takeaway there. Can you take us through perhaps where you're at after that episode?
Yeah, well, it's about a month and a half ago, probably.
I've actually really cut back on my dating since that episode.
Why? How?
And it's not because of her, but I think it just, like, put a new perspective for me, and I just was kind of like, I think I need, like, I'm not really clear on what it is I really want and what I'm looking for, and I think I need to, like, step back and think about that. And I've tried to be more like, if I go on a couple dates with a person and I'm not really feeling it, or there's too many things and I'm like, well, maybe this could change or that could change and then I would like them or then it would be good. I'm kind of not putting as much effort into those types of situations. And I'm just, at the time I was like, okay, I've been single for this amount of time and now I'm ready to have a boyfriend. And now I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna wait. I don't need to have one right now, because if I really want someone for the future, which I do, then I don't want to rush the process either.
Totally.
And I don't want to, like, force myself to date someone just to date someone.
Well, I think that is actually...
I think put a little more value on it.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of, I think, what she said was, you know, you will know in your gut, in your heart, in your vagine, within a couple of dates or weeks, whatever comes first. Like, you'll know, is this person what I want or are they not? And so it's like, if it's not, cut your ties, keep it moving, which is an empowering move. You know, it's like, these things are not lining up with what I think I want, and I'm going to keep it moving. But I've given it a nice shot, and let's move on to the next.
Well, I think also she just made me kind of think, like, but if there isn't the right person around, I don't have to be seeing someone just to see someone. You know, like, I think she made me kind of realize, like, there's a difference between, like, dating for just for kicks, which is what I've been doing for years, and dating in an intentional way. Was it she that said, like, you don't want a boyfriend, you want, like, a man?
She did.
Is that her?
She had, because a woman had, was, like, in her early 30s, and she was, like, you know, she had met her on a plane and she was getting advice and she was like, well, I'm looking for a boyfriend. And she was like, why a boyfriend? Right. Why not a man? And she happened to be sitting with the guy who she probably hadn't looked at in that way before.
Yeah, and I heard that story. That wasn't even advice to me. Like, that was when I listened to the episode later. I, like, wanted to be reminded of what you said. And I was like, oh, that's such a good distinction. Like, it's easy to get a boyfriend. It's easy to get someone to hang out with on Valentine's Day or whatever. It's not as easy to find, like, the right person that you want to build something with. And I think I'm just, like, taking a little of the pressure off and just, like, enjoying my time. And I'm confident that that will help me know when the right person comes along.
This sounds amazing. So into it.
So you are single. You're going to have your dream Valentine's Day is what I'm hearing. You're going out with girls. You're drinking wine.
Okay. Then slight discrepancy with what I'm saying. I am kind of very casually seeing someone who's probably not right for me at all. But I think we're going to do a pre-Valentine.
What? You just squashed everything you just said.
We're going to hang up now. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. There's a guy who you're going to do a pre-Valentine's Day with, even though he's not right for you.
I'm limiting it to, like, once a week. It's just to get my essential needs met.
We
go out to dinner. We have a nice time. And that's it. And I know, and I'm not like, oh, you should be my boyfriend, which normally I would be.
So that's growth. For sure.
100%. Is that okay? Totally. I think that is growth, you know, like just, you know, look, should you, is it probably a good idea to cut that sooner than later? Yeah. But we'll give it to you. Yeah. You're on a learning curve.
Progress.
I'm on a learning, I can't go cold turkey.
Understood.
So I'm not trying to be lonely. I'm not, you know.
Right. So what are you going to do?
I just have this person.
And what are you doing with this person on St. Valentine's Day?
Well, on Valentine's Day, I think we both have to work. So he was like, I'm going to take you out the night before. And I was like, great, because we usually go out on Mondays. So
okay.
No biggie. But I did buy him a t-shirt that I knew he wanted.
Wow. So you bought a present. Do you think
I know, but it was only $15, so I thought it's okay. He always takes me out to dinner, so I feel like.
Okay, so that's your caveat. If he's like, oh, I didn't get you anything, you're like, but you always take me out for dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a giver. I like, and he mentioned, and I thought of it, and, you know, whatever. God bless. It's a nice thing to do.
I don't care. I enjoy that you're, I feel like you got a lot of, you're heading in the right direction. I think you're taking care of yourself, and it's great.
Thanks.
I really appreciate this update. And I think you did need to hear
that. Oh, and.
Yeah.
I'm going on a date tonight with a guy that I think actually might be more actually long-term suited. I'm not jumping to conclusions, but he meets more of the actual criteria. So I'm going on a date with him.
Well, it sounds like we'll have to be giving you another call.
We can't stop calling you.
We need updates, updates.
You guys. I don't need a boyfriend.
We're pretty great. All right. Thank you, Dahlia. Appreciate your Valentine's update. Enjoy your...
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for your support and also your skepticism.
You got it. We're good for that.
We've got that in spades.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Dahlia. Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Well, that was nice. It was a good update. And you're right. She is learning. She's taking steps. I'll take that.
And if I don't know if you remember the first time we had her on with the, all, you know, when she came in and was promoting All My Single Friends, her show, she was just diving after those young boys.
Yes.
So I think she did need to hear, are you looking for a boyfriend? Are you looking for a man?
That's right.
You know?
Yes.
And I'm happy.
It sounds like, she's heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. I feel good. I feel like we're on the right path.
I wish I had asked her, and we can find this out post, is that, you know, is she doing the work that Hannah suggested of, you know, kind of really writing out a list of like, these are my.
Well, I think for her saying that she's going out on a date with a guy who hits more of those.
Sure.
Things,
but did she write them
the
out? You know,
that's a good question.
Because I do think there is a difference in kind of your brain chemistry when you've actually thought something through and put pen to paper.
Yeah, we'll find out. And we will give her that homework assignment if she hasn't.
Because I would also like to know what's on that list, because I feel like a lot of people make these lists and the wrong things end up on there.
Oh, my God. It's so difficult.
Well,
I know.
Is it?
What wrong thing have you seen on a list?
A lot to do with physical looks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I feel like every woman's like, but I have to be attracted to the person. And it's like, well, let's expand our minds a little bit, because you're not necessarily always attracted to a 6 foot tall XYZ. You know what I mean? I'm like, let's just expand it a little. If you're putting that pen to paper,
right,
you're confining yourself into that one minuscule detail.
You know, I had a friend who wrote down, we're not friends anymore, but she had written
that's
down,
right, you're not.
I mean, you know, not for, no, you know, God bless. But we don't see each other anymore, I'll say that much. But her list had on it that she would only date somebody who did Landmark Forum.
Oh, Lord.
And I was...
God bless. I shouldn't have said that. I'm open to this.
No, I mean, you know, it just...
I'm not.
So shocking to me, because I understand you're with like a group that you're feeling good about and you're feeling like you're expanding your mind, blah, blah, fucking blah. But to limit your dating pool to the Landmark fucking forum.
Also, the whole point is that you're supposed to recruit other people. She should fucking date outside of that pool and recruit the motherfucker.
Do you know what? I actually think she is married, and I think she did recruit him, and exactly. I think they're fine.
Yeah.
So she did recruit and then marry. So she figured it out.
Yep.
But to the best of my knowledge, and I could be wrong, but I think that's what happened.
Well, and, you know, Hannah's not going to like me saying this, but I was always very resistant to the idea, which was shoved down my throat as a person growing up in this world, that I had to marry a Jew for the same reason that it's so limiting. It is the most limiting thing. Like, it's not a big minority group. It's a minority group. You know what I mean? Like, it's small.
Right.
Why would you, like, shut yourself off to other people just based on that?
It's hard. I always do a line. I get it. It's ridiculous to tell your child they can only date a Jew. But I do a line with the parents because I know where they're coming from. They're like, look,
I get it.
Our people, we went through a Holocaust. We are small. We need to reproduce and grow. And I
totally get it.
But I also would rebel against it as well, you know?
Yeah. And, that doesn't mean, like, I fully plan on raising my child a Jewess. So it will all carry on.
Right.
You know, and that part is important, but it's just too hard of a pill to swallow.
Right.
However, that said, when I got engaged to my husband, I was like, oh, my God, you're welcome. He's like, for what? I'm like, you can be Jewish now. He's like, I'm all set. It never occurred to me that, like, people weren't excited about joining.
That's so cute.
The Jewish faith.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah, he was like, no, I'm good.
Emily, that's the best.
I know.
I love that. That's such a positive, like, it's just great that that's how you felt, that you were giving him, like, the golden ticket to Judaism. You're like, here, she's like, look, I didn't want to say this before we got engaged, but I do want to tell you, you're going to get to be Jewish.
You win.
You win, you win, you win. You can be a Jew.
Okay, before we take our next call with Emu Zoo, we're going to take a quick break.
OMFG.
Did you know that women change their bra sizes an average of 6 times in their lives? That's why finding the perfect fitting bra can make all the difference. Thankfully, Third Love bras were developed using thousands of real women's measurements and range from sizes AA to G, including signature half cup sizes. So no matter what your body shape, you are sure to find a fit that's right for you. And with Third Love's Fit Finder, it only takes 30 seconds to determine the best size and style for your body. So what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to slipping straps, side overflow, and all the rest, and try Third Love today. Third Love stands behind their products so much that they're willing to let our listeners try a bra from their 24/7 collection for free. All you have to pay is the $2.99 for shipping. And you can take the tags off, you can wash it, just live in it for 30 days and make sure it's your new favorite bra. Then if you love it, keep it, they'll charge the card. But if you don't, you can send it back for free and your card won't get charged. So go to thirdlove.com/OMFG to get started today. That's thirdlove, thirdlove.com/OMFG.
OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, starring Jemaine Clement, is coming back to Howl.
The adventures of Lord Joseph Banks will continue starting January 25th on Howl.
Tune in for season 2 of the show that was called one of the best scripted podcasts by the AV Club.
And if you have missed season 1, shame, shame, you still have time to binge. All 12 episodes are already available on Howl.
So to listen to Uncle Bertie and over 200 hours of exclusive Howl miniseries, go to howl.fm/OMFG.
After your full month of free trial, it's only $4.99 per month to get all this exclusive content on iPhone, Android, and on the web.
Just go to howl.fm/OMFG to get started.
OMFG.
And we're back with Emu Zoo.
Hello?
Oh my gosh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your hot Valentine's Day evening plan times.
So,
of course. Where are my favorite ladies?
We remember an Emu from yesteryear, episode 21, episode Molly, More Than a Good Time Gal with Emu Zoo, where you were talking to us about, like, trolling for D and Plur and Clitty Cruz. And now, rumor has it, somebody locked that shit down. Is that true?
Yeah, I am in a relationship with a 40-year-old man that I actually really, really enjoy. So it's very, very odd, but I feel finally like, yay, things are going in a direction that isn't just a total hoe situation anymore. So
where did you find this 40-year-old man?
He approached me a couple of times when I was working at the Groundlings Theater, actually. And he asked me out, like, twice. And the second time, I was like, oh, sure, why not?
What does he do?
He's an director and a filmmaker and an editor. So he lives his best life, oftentimes at home working on projects of his own.
Wow. How does Mama doing with this?
Well, actually, I just told her that he was 40 yesterday. So
Took it
in. Yeah, she met him, though, once. And she thought, oh, well, like, I could tell that he's 40.
Slam.
She's pretty savage. And
savage.
Now she's like, she seems like, oh, well, you know, as long as you're having fun, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, so she likes it.
Maybe she,
I think she sees how nice he is.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he treats me right for the most part, I would say. It's like 90% of the time.
90%? What happens in the other 10%?
I'm like stuck with a bill.
Are you serious?
Both of our jaws just dropped.
I'm just kidding. We usually go Dutch. But like sometimes I'll treat him to a nice dinner and even though he knows that I'm like treating, he should still, in my mind, reach for the wallet and offer, even if I say no. But,
yeah. What are your feelings on Valentine's Day?
I am not a big fan of Valentine's Day, to be very honest.
Okay, why?
I haven't had much luck in the years past, and kind of it's been a holiday for me and my girlfriends to kind of just become extremely intoxicated and then consume a large amount of food.
So sounds like a theme.
So usually, that's usually what we do. So
sounds kind of fun, actually.
I know, it sounds great. What are
you guys want to join us?
Oh, so are you going to go with your man for Valentine's Day or the girls?
I think I'm going to keep it a V day, like a vagina day.
Oh.
I'm going to keep it, just keep it clutch and just go with the girls, because I think, like, Valentine's Day is such a stereotypical holiday, and I just want to make sure that my girls know that they are priorities still in my life, so that holiday's for them.
You're basically Mother Teresa right now. Like, you are giving so much.
Oh, well, I often think of myself as a woman in a hoodie, so, yeah.
do you feel like any of your friends are, like, into Valentine's Day? Like, ooh, I can't wait to go with my boyfriend and do Valentine's Day stuff.
You know, what's really odd is that all of my friends right now, except for me, are single. Like, every single one of them is single except for me. And this never happens. I'm usually the only single one, and they all have their boyfriends. But this year, it's kind of turned the switch. So everyone is super, like, I'm kind of having FOMO for not being single. So I want to be with them. So that's why I'm kind of planning a day around them so that they can feel like, so I can feel like I'm part of the group, and they can feel like they can commiserate with me and be drunk and stuffed full of Korean barbecue.
The Clitty Crew is all twisted upside down right now.
It's very odd. But it's all good. We're still clittying. We're still crewing, you know.
God bless.
Getting it turnt. I like it.
Well, thank you so much, Emo. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We've got our eyeball on this guy because he has a very good thing going. And if he steps out of line even a hair more than we are hearing right now, we have words for him.
And I'll tell you what those words are. Bong, bong.
Okay. Thanks, ladies. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
You too, sweetie.
You too. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Well, you know what? I think that was nice. I mean, it sounds like perhaps they care maybe a little less than we did.
I think so.
I mean, I cared a lot more, I'll be honest, at that age, for sure, about Valentine's Day.
I mean, it seemed, granted, we've only pulled two, but it sounds like we're drinking and eating with our girlfriends if we're not in a relationship. And if we even are in a relationship, right, we're like, drinking and eating with our girlfriends.
That was actually shocking. Like, I would have never. Right?
I mean, I didn't have Valentine's in my 20s, honestly. So, like, it wasn't until, like, maybe late 20s, early 30s that I had gotten my Valentine's together, you know? Yeah. So, like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we also did hear from our friend Jordan Firstman, who has a boyfriend now named Mr. Charles Rogers, and he said, Mr. Charles Rogers and I are celebrating the day by releasing a short film we made called Men Don't Whisper, in which we try to have sex with women. You and your listeners should watch.
He's such a nut. That could be true. I think it's a joke, but then again, with those
true.
Two. Oh, you do think it's true? I thought it was a joke. Oh my God, they're animals. We need to have Jordan in because he has a story with this boyfriend who one of them found the other one off the World Wide Web. Like,
that's true. I read their story online. It was
beautiful.
Yes.
It was, like, exciting.
Yeah.
I thought on this Valentine's Day, I would read, let's take things down a notch.
Oh, please.
You know?
I'm sweating.
And I brought in some screen grabs from the Instagram feed by Felipe.
Thank God.
And I thought these were spectacular.
All right.
Okay, so this is from Paul. He texts a girl at 9:19 a.m. and says, cool. Then he says at 9:19 a.m., feel like trading topless pics. She writes back, and a few minutes later, not so much. He writes back the same moment, neato, nice talking to you. Good luck in life, you trapezoid head. And to refresh your memory, by Felipe is basically screen grabs that girls have uploaded when a guy is trying to get with them and then he doesn't get the response he wants and then loses his mind. Trapezoid head did make me laugh.
I mean, and another way that we could describe them would be fuckboys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so here's one. I'm going to sleep. I don't say this to most girls. Anyway, I'm taking you out again. Have a good night.
That's very sweet of you, and I appreciate everything you're saying, but I just don't see it going anywhere. I'm really sorry.
Why not? What's the issue, honestly? Girls now, they have too much freedom. That's the issue. I want to see which guys you have sexual relations with. Oof.
So that took a turn.
That took
a quick turn. Yeah. You know, she kind of just said what you're supposed to say.
Yep. Like, I don't see a future here.
Didn't go well.
Didn't work out.
Emily, you want to take this one from Stan?
Okay. Hello, I'm Stan. Nice to meet you. You're so attractive to me, and I love your cute face.
And this was at 2:03 p.m. And then at 2:24 p.m.
Stuck up, bitch. I would beat the living shit out of you.
Now, that's not fun. No. And it's not funny, but it is worth mentioning because men's be going crazy. He let under a half hour go by, and he lost his fucking mind. This is why women die.
Yes. Men are scary. That's really, they come for you.
Okay, so this is from Alan. He hits up a chick and he says, DTF.
Down to fuck. And she says, meh.
And he says, oink, with a pig face emoji.
And she says, and that means?
It means you're a pig. Duh. Get it.
Right, because I don't want to fuck you suddenly. I'm a pig?
Correct.
Oh, well.
So that is the charm that is out there this Valentine's Day. You two, if you're not in a relationship and you are looking, you can maybe feel better that you haven't received one of these exchanges today.
I hope that probably makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's out there in these streets.
Well, keep safe, everyone. Keep loving one another, especially on the Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. And you know what? This was fun, Emily. I enjoyed just sitting up in the studio looking at your face.
This was really delightful.
It was fun.
I do feel like we learned a little about like where the youths are at, which feels different than where we were at, maybe.
Right. They've worked it out where they're not really messing with this holiday other than to catch up with each other, eat food, and drink, which who can really argue that?
Like Korean barbecue, yes.
Yes, sign me up.
All right. Well, let's go.
I love you.
I love you. I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod.
You know what? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to the Facebook because we're there and we're having a nice time over there. We're at Earwolf OMFG.
And when you go to iTunes, you're just going to want to subscribe, review, and leave us a little comment. Like this listener.
By Sugary LC, she said, my new favorite, love this podcast, and we'll take that. Thank you, girl.
Listen, we love you right back on this day of love.
Bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Hey, Sklar Brothers here of the podcast Sklarbro Country. Wanted to let you guys know about a really cool episode we did with Marilyn Rice Cobb of 24, of Those Who Can't. We get into her comedy past. We talk about her amazing style and how it's developed over the years. Here, take a listen.
My son is obsessed with his wiener. Is yours?
I mean, sometimes he's in the bath and he does it, but no.
Mine thinks it's funny. It's a punchline for him.
And we get a little sportsy with her, too, which is super fun. Check it out at earwolf.com, iTunes, or anywhere where you pick up your podcast, any of those apps. We think you'll dig it. Check it out.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.